Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by preacher Wayne Boyd and the dear brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow. For all hands, heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. A reading from Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. While our conversations and talk should be much about the grace of God to us in Christ Jesus, and we should take advantage of every opportunity to talk about the doctrines of grace and salvation by grace alone, not by works and human merit. Yet this is not what Paul refers to in this scripture. He is saying that our speech, conversation, and communication with others should be such that it reveals a work of God's grace within us, that our language and words should show forth the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, humility, and faith, that our speech should reveal to others that we have indeed been with Jesus Christ, to speak in love, to speak kindly and pleasantly, and to avoid sowing discord and division. Harsh words reveal a hard heart. Grace is to the speech what salt is to meat. It makes it acceptable, good to the ear, and a blessing to the heart. Grace in the heart will teach us how we ought to answer every man. That was from preacher Henry Mahan. Behold the grace of God. How could a holy God, whose glory we extol, how could he ever save the lost, forgive us, and make us whole? Our sins against his law cannot unpunished go, but God in wisdom and in love purposed his grace to show. Behold the grace of God, the Father sent his Son. For needy sinners Jesus came, poor rebels, lost, undone. Behold our substitute, condemned and led away. He gave his life upon the cross for sheep that went astray. Redemption's work is done. The blessed Redeemer died, and with his sin-atoning death, our God is satisfied. Christ bore our guilt and sin, and suffered in our stead. He washed away sin's awful stain, when in our place he bled. Christ Jesus rose again, he conquered death and hell. Ascended high, he ever reigns. Who can his glories tell? He is our righteousness, our brother and our friend, our mediator, God and King, whose praise shall never end. Sins not remembered. Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. The sin of God's elect are not remembered by the Lord because they are heaped upon Christ as an awful weight, and he bore them away. Isaiah declared, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." That was Isaiah 53:6. Laid on him means that the sins of all the sheep were gathered together as though one bundle and laid on our shepherd. This was the heaviest of burdens, which none could bear except the Almighty God-man Mediator. Our iniquities, having been made to meet upon the head of our scapegoat, were then borne away by him, something the animal sacrifices could never do. Hebrews 10:4, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." The express reason for Christ's incarnation was to save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21, "He saved those the Father gave him by removing their guilt through the sacrifice of himself. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." 1 John 3:5. "It is because our sins have been washed away in the blood of the Savior that they are not remembered by our Lord." Hear these gracious words of our covenant God from Isaiah 43:25. "I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins." The sins of God's children are not remembered by Jehovah. They are forgiven and forgotten. Such is the infinite power of the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has completely removed every stain, stench, and evidence of sin. Nothing of it remains. When sin has been blotted out and taken away, there can be no condemnation, for there is no iniquity to bring about judgment. Christ removed the sins of his sheep, and God remembers them no more. In those days, as it is written, "And in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve." Jeremiah 50:20. That was from preacher Jim Bird. Grace will not allow the strong to boast, nor the weak to despair. Grace will not allow the mature to presume, nor the young to doubt God's love. Grace will never catalog sin. No sin is so small that it will go unpunished without his blood, and no sin too great that his blood won't atone. Grace opens the door wide for all who believe on our Lord Jesus Christ, and shuts the door of mercy to all who do not believe. Old-time preacher John Flavel. United to Christ. Know for your comfort that the weakest believer is as nearly related to God the Father as the strongest believer is. Every branch of a tree is not alike, strong nor big, and yet the tenderest twig is united to the root. The weakest believer is clothed with the white raiment of Christ's righteousness and is as much sanctified and justified thereby as the strongest believer. There is no condemnation to all who are in Christ. The weakest believer shall endure to the end. They are all kept by the power of God through faith to salvation. It is not he that believes strongly who shall be saved, but he that believes, whereby God's people, we cry out daily, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." Amen. That was from another old-timer, Ebenezer Erskine. Holy depending upon God. I depend wholly and alone upon the free, sovereign, eternal, unchangeable, and everlasting love of God, the firm and everlasting covenant of grace, and my interest in the persons of the Trinity, for my whole salvation, and not upon any righteousness of my own, nor anything in me or done by me under the influences of the Holy Spirit, nor upon any services of mine which I have been assisted to perform for the good of the church, but upon my interest in the persons of the Trinity, the person, blood, and righteousness of Christ, the free grace of God, and the blessings of grace streaming to me through the blood and righteousness of Christ as the ground of my hope. That was preacher John Gill. Cleaving to Christ, Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You who have believed with your hearts unto righteousness, give God the whole glory, and pray that you may continually have more enlivening views of that imputed righteousness on which he has caused you to trust. As, on the one hand, nothing can warrant and animate your joy, so, on the other, to quote a man now with the Lord, nothing can effectually kill sin but a clear beholding of Christ's righteousness. Cleave to this sure and steadfast anchor, and you will finally rise superior. Excuse me, friends. Both to the waves of affliction and to the mud of your own lusts and corruptions. That was preacher Augustus de Plaidy. How rich the depths of love divine, of bliss, a boundless store. Dear Savior, let me call thee mine. I could not wish for more. I could not wish for more. On thee alone my hope relies. Beneath thy cross I fall. My Lord, my life, my sacrifice, my Savior and my all. My Savior and my all. How great thy wisdom, power, and grace, that in redemption shines. The heavenly hosts with joy confess, the work is all divine. The work is all divine. Before his face they cast their crowns, those crowns which Jesus gave, and with 10,000 tongues proclaim his power to save. Proclaim his power to save. That was the old hymn, Majestic Sweetness, from Isaiah 3:10. It shall be well with the righteous. In spiritual things, all your temptation, all your darkness, all your wandering, God will overrule. It shall be well with you. There shall never be a night, but that morning shall come. There shall never be a day of trouble, but a day of prosperity shall follow. There shall never be an emptying, but there shall be a filling. There shall never be a bringing down, but that he will raise you up again. Let it be either darkness or light, sorrow or grief, night or day, life or death, time or eternity. It shall be well with the righteous. That was from preacher Scott Richardson. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commanded, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." The Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. He maketh his people willing in the day of his power. Hallelujah. The Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless the name. Baruch Hashem. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like, where you live. I look forward to writing y'all back. I don't get many letters from folks. I think I've only got 5, 6, or 7, but please write. And again, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Saints, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus Christ. We, thy little flock, we pray continually. Come quickly, Jesus. Maranatha!